Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Jim West with Carolina Varsity Radio. And tonight on our show, we have Fred Gehle. He's going to be discussing the 3A football scene across the state of North Carolina. Fred is the senior correspondent for Carolina Varsity. Fred, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jim. It's a beautiful day out and ready to talk some football.
I'm so glad you are. I'll tell you right now, I'm so glad you're on the show tonight. Last night was an unmitigating disaster. I was reading through some of my emails. I thought I'd get some fan emails, and got this one. It kind of bothered me. It says, Dear Jim, I wasted 1 hour of my life listening to your show last night. I could barely understand what you were saying due to your twangy accent. It sounds like you were talking with some marbles in your mouth. Your content was atrocious, and your delivery was horrible. P.S. Mom sends her love. All the best, Dad. So anyway, I'm so glad that you're on the show tonight, and I hope you can definitely improve things like they were last night. Going to start in the western part of the state, and one of my favorite areas here is the it's going to be the new 3A Western Mountain Conference, and we're going to play a game called Sane or Insane. You tell me if I'm sane or insane. This conference, A.C. Reynolds, the Rockets, I think they are a solid number one favorite, and also think that they should be, I think the guys in Fairview should be considered for a state championship. Am I sane or insane?
Jim, I think you're absolutely sane on this one. A.C. Reynolds has a lot coming back from last year. They got knocked out by a good Weddington team in the playoffs that ended up winning the 3AA state title. And even though 3A is different this year, I say sane.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I can see them playing for the state championship. I don't know exactly where it's going to be, Wake Forest, Duke State, or Carolina, but I could see them playing for the 3AA state championship. Probably would be against a team like Dudley. Who knows? Although Dudley might be playing in the West. If they do, it probably will be a West regional game. But the 2, 3, and 4, I'm going to say, is between T.C. Robertson, Asheville, and Tuscola. Do you agree with that?
Definitely T.C. Robertson and Asheville. Tuscola at 4, I can see. The other one I thought is maybe Irwin. But I could be wrong on that. Once you get past the Reynolds, T.C. Robertson, and Asheville, I think it starts to get a little bit more of a mix-up.
I agree with you. Actually, recently I had Irwin at 6. I was talking to Matt Morrow, our great fellow with Carolina Varsity, and he's a little bit higher on Irwin. He's like, they got kind of that plug-and-play type of offense. Irwin, I think maybe with Tuscola, with the 4-5 position, just strictly because they graduate a lot of players, but they got some talent coming back. After that, I'm not exactly sure what your feelings are. I'd probably go North Henderson, West Henderson, North Buncombe, and then Inca. Any thoughts about those last four teams?
I had them flipped just a little bit. I had West Henderson and North Henderson, and I had Inca then North Buncombe. But at the bottom end, I could be very wrong.
You know what? The more I think about it, I think you're probably right on that, Fred. Again, this is Jim West, and I got with me Fred Gehle. We're both with Carolina Varsity and talking about the 3A scene. We're going to go to the 3A, 4A Northwest Conference. This would consist of 6 teams from the 3A and only 2 teams from the 4A. You know, a lot of people are talking about Freedom winning this conference. I don't think it's Freedom's year this year. I think Freedom might be another year off. I know Jim Bob Bryant's a great coach, and I know that he's going to do great, but right now I'm thinking Watauga. How about you, Fred?
We agree. Jim Bob is, I mean, you can't deny the success he's had, and Freedom's a strong program, but I think Watauga is the team to beat in this conference this year, and I have Freedom more like third, really.
That's kind of how I am. I got Alexander Central at 2. Do you agree with that?
I have Alexander Central at 2, and then I have really Freedom at 3, and then I'm looking at probably West Caldwell at 4. Like I said, once I get past the top 3 in a lot of conferences, it starts to get sticky because teams can beat each other. But I think the top 3 are Watauga, Alexander Central, and Freedom. But I'm not so sure West Caldwell's out of the mix either.
I agree with you. I think Wes Caldwell might be the sleeper in this conference. They got a new head coach. Everybody's talking about Freedom. You know, Freedom's got Jim Bob Bryant, won 3 state championships over in Havelock. Wes Caldwell's got a new good coach, and he's really solid. After that, though, I think they got somebody, a new coach over there, and I think South Caldwell did also. I'm not all that impressed with Hickory and South Caldwell at this point, or McDowell or St. Stephens. Do you see any of those four teams make any type of noise?
I honestly think the top four, and then there's a gap in the bottom four. There's some new coaches there. I have not actually been to a game at Hickory. I've always heard they have some talent there. Let's see what they do with it. But at this point, I can't move them up above any of the top four.
I totally agree with you. I do know that they got a decent coach over there. He's been to a couple places, and I'm sure he'll try his best, and hopefully some assistance will help him out on that. Going down the list here, we're going to go to the Big South Conference. Fred, this conference right here to me is a there's a lot of teams kind of bunched up there. I'm going to go with Crest at number one. Am I sane or insane on that one?
I think you're sane. I think 2, 3, and 4 are also very good teams, but they have a new coach at Crest also. I haven't had a chance to see him yet. I've heard some good things. They're putting in some new wrinkles, some option looks in their offense, I've heard. And with the athletes they have at Crest, you're sane.
I appreciate that. Nick Edens, he used to be the head football coach at West Montgomery. I had a good conversation with him a few years ago, and he's a guy that, he's like, oh, my team, I just don't think we have the speed. Oh, I don't think my team has the size. I'm really worried about the intangibles. We're just not gelling very well. And I saw him at the state championship game on the sidelines. He was coaching West Montgomery. They were 15-0 when they were playing Walsrose Hill for the state championship. There were some sandbags in that in those comments. Fred, I'm sure you've heard some sandbags, some sandbagging over the years. But
absolutely. I think coaches like to be the underdog. They might say privately to their closest friends, yeah, I've got a stout team, but for the most part, they'd rather talk up their opponents, and I don't have a problem with that. It's better to you never want to disrespect your opponent, so but there's a lot of sandbagging that goes on. And being a golfer, I know the term.
That's right. For those that don't know, of all the guys who work for us at Carolina Varsity, I believe Fred's the only one that actually played a Division I sport. He was with the Air Force Academy, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you were on the golf team. Was that correct?
Yeah, I was. I was. I used to be able to hit it a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's better than what I can do. I can slice it really bad. Now, I'm curious about 2, 3, and 4. I don't know. I mean, I've talked to Jeff Miller. He's pretty well versed on this conference. And to me, almost 2 through 7 is kind of a dogfight. I'm going to give you my 2, 3, and 4, and you tell me what you think. I had Hunter Huss at 2, Kings Mountain at 3, and my sleeper on this one, Stuart Kramer at 4. What's your 2, 3, and 4?
I really struggled with Kings Mountain and Hunter Huss, which one to put 2 and which one to put 3. I actually had Kings Mountain at 2 and Hunter Huss at 3, but I can easily see your logic in flipping those. And I'll tell you that I went with Burns at 4. I had Stuart Kramer at 5. I'm actually real good friends with the Burns coach's cousin, and I don't know. I like what I see out of him down there, so I had Burns at 4, and I had Stuart Kramer at 5.
I have to give a shout-out to Barry Shuford. He's the head football coach at East Mech. He was a Burns graduate back in the 80s. Barry's a great friend to Carolina Varsity. I think Burns and Stuart Kramer, I think Burns is a very good number 4, and I can actually see Kings Mountain at 2 and Hunter Huss at 3. This is the great thing about football. We can just discuss it, and everybody has a different opinions about it. But, overall, it just hindsight's 20-20, and unless you're farsighted, or not farsighted, unless you're cross-eyed, then you might be 40-40. But after that, with 6, 7, 8, who do you have between on 6 and 7? Do you have Forestview or Ashbrook at 6?
I have Forest View at 6, Ashbrook at 7, and North Gaston at 8.
That's my three also on that. I have to give a shout-out to Forest View coach Chris Medlin. I've known him for about 26 years. He was a classmate of mine at Carolina, a great fella. Let's look down the line a little bit here. I'm going to go to the Southern Piedmont Conference, the SPC, or actually the South Piedmont Conference. To me, this is going to be an interesting one because, you know, from some of the jamborees, I'm a little bit confused right now, but I've got to go with A.L. Brown at 1. I think they're probably the best, and then I got J.M. Robinson at 2. Sane or insane?
You don't need me on this show. That's sane to me. And I know it sounds weird not having Concord and A.L. Brown 1 and 2, but I have A.L. Brown 1, I have J.M. Robinson 2, and I have Concord 3.
Concord 3. I agree with those top three, and I'll be honest with you. I can see Concord slipping a little bit. I can see them losing to either Central Cabarrus or Northwest Cabarrus, be honest with you. I think Northwest Cabarrus might have a pretty decent season this year. They got a pretty nice size senior class. Central Cabarrus, Kenneth McClamrick, he left East Rowan, is now the head coach of Central Cabarrus. Donnie Kiefer left to go to Green Sea Floyds in South Carolina. I think McClamrick's a very solid coach. Northwest Cabarrus, I think they're with their nice senior class. I think they're up and coming. And Cox Mill is not a team that I don't think you can take easily. I think they could beat Central or Northwest Cabarrus. So, you know, overall a decent conference. Do you think with A.L. Brown, what do you think about them as title contenders? I think there might be another year off.
It depends on what you call title contenders. I mean, I think they're a top. I don't remember where we had them ranked. I think they were on the top 10 of my ballot personally. Off the top of my head, I don't remember where we had them ranked. But if you think the top 10 teams are title contenders, then I say yes, they are. Can they get over the hump? It's hard for me to call anybody a title contender. It's going to be 3AA with the big. With the big bear looming, so to speak, and I'll just get it out there right now. That's Dudley.
Dudley, you got that right. Golly, I tell you what, if I was the coach at Dudley, I'd be sleeping so good every night. I'd just be just smiling. Might have to get a plastic surgeon to take that smile off my face. I mean, beautiful stadium, best fans. And I want to tell you right now, if you want some good food, go to a Dudley Fish Fry. I think they cook some perch over there. I mean, those people treat you so well over there. Got to give a shout-out to Eric Cunningham, a good buddy of mine at Dudley High School. He's a super fella. Let's go down to I'm always called the NPC to be kind of the sister conference to the SBC. Who do you like in that conference? You have
I'm flipping my pages here. I got to find them. North Piedmont?
North
I have West Rowan.
Yeah.
West yeah,
Rowan.
I have West Rowan.
And just out of curiosity, 2 and 3 to me is going to be pretty close between Statesville and South Iredell. Who do you have on that one?
I have South Iredell 2nd and Statesville 3rd.
Okay. Then with the bottom three, I had Jesse Carson, East Rowan, and North Iredell. I think Jesse Carson, East Rowan could be flipped, but. What do you got there?
I have Carson, East Rowan, and North Iredell, just like you do.
Okay, and you know the Jesse Carson team is interesting. That's a nice high school. South Rowan at one time back in the 80s was a pretty good football team. I think can't remember exactly what year Carson was created. It's been probably about 15 years ago, but. You know, South Rowan's just kind of falling off the face of the earth, and I thought Jesse Carson would might pick up a little bit. They got a good coach there, Pinion. He's won a state championship with Salisbury about, I guess, it was around 2010. But with West Rowan, do you think they're a solid pick, solid favorite to win this conference?
Well, I mean, I would not be surprised if South Iredell or Statesville snuck up on them. You know, I don't think they're an let's put it this way. They're a solid pick, but they're, I don't think they're an overwhelming pick. I have had some people tell me that they still think they're young. I don't know. They're not as an overwhelming a pick as some other conferences, I think, because I think that South Iredell, and Statesville are both very capable of pulling the upset.
I agree with you. Totally agree with you. Now, I've got a question for you here. I think this is the best the 3A conference, the Southern Carolina Conference, Monroe, Weddington, and Charlotte Catholic. And I wish our buddy Derek Miller is with us right now because those who don't know, I love Derek. I think Derek's like a brother to me. He's a great fella, and he's a big Charlotte Catholic fan, and he does a good job of being very honest about it. He gives credit with who credit's due, but I got to go with the Pope boys, Charlotte Catholic at one. How about you?
Well, I absolutely. I think Charlotte Catholic's number one. I think this is the absolute toughest 3A conference in the state, top to bottom. I mean, there's several really good teams in it. And I'll have to say Derek's, considering my age and Derek's, Derek's probably more like a son, but not a brother. It'd be a little brother, much younger brother. But Charlotte Catholic at one, and then I'll go ahead and give you, since you've been going first, I'll give you my number two. It's probably open for debate, but I have Weddington at two. They lost, they're defending 3AA state champions. They lost a lot off that team. They have some good pieces coming back. And honestly, when it comes to Weddington, I've never seen a team, especially on defense, that is, they just never seem to be out of position. They're a very well-coached team. And defense wins games. So I think Weddington at two, and I'll tell you Monroe at three. So go ahead.
I agree with you on that. You know, to me, Weddington and Catholic remind me a lot of each other because of defense.
I can see that. Different offenses, though.
Different offense. Oh, yeah. It's Catholic, although Catholic is kind of spreading it out a little bit more. They're going to pass more this day and age. Now, four and five, what do you think?
Number four, Sun Valley. I mean, excellent quarterback. He's been, starting since he was a freshman. He's a junior now. His name's slipping me. Is it Howell? Is that right? I might be.
I think you're right.
My apologies if I'm getting dementia in my old age. But I've got Sun Valley at four, and I went with Marvin Ridge at five.
You know, I want to tell you right now, Marvin Ridge went to the third round of the 3A playoffs last year, lost in overtime. I mean,
yeah,
they have a good
absolutely.
Offense.
Do
they have enough defense?
That's the question. I think that's the question with Monroe, too. Looking back up to having them at third, Monroe is supposed to be just loaded on offense from everything I've heard and from people I trust. But the question is, are they going to be able to stop the top-tier offenses? I mean, can they play the disciplined football that you need to stop a Charlotte Catholic with a Mylon Howard, who's, from all accounts, going to be one of the best backs in the Charlotte area this year? I know he's not in Metcalfe County, but in that area. So I just don't know if they have the defense to play the discipline assignment football you have to stop a Charlotte Catholic offense.
I agree with you on that. You know, any of these top five teams, to me, I could see them winning other conferences, other 3A conferences around the state. How about you? Like, I could see Marvin Ridge, number five in this conference, might win another conference, maybe in the eastern part or central part of the state.
I'm not going to name any other conferences because I don't want to offend anybody, but yeah.
Yeah, same
those
here.
Top five teams, those top five teams are all very, very solid, and they could win other conferences. They might fit, and it sort of goes to what I was talking with the coach a couple weeks ago about the 3AA playoffs, and we don't really know where the lines are going to be and stuff, but just how brutal it's going to be with the realignment, because I said, look, you could end up going undefeated in your first round game. You might get a Marvin Ridge or a Sun Valley or somebody, or even a say a Weddington if they drop down to fourth. With their record, they might be coming to see you because you're a undefeated number three seed, and you might get them in the first round. And your reward if you win is to get A.L. Brown in the second round. Well, I mean, that's no picnic.
You got that right. Cuthbertson, I have at six, and Piedmont Parkwood. I'd probably take Parkwood seven, Piedmont at eight. Any thoughts about those three?
I had Piedmont at eight. When it comes to Parkwood and Cuthbertson, to me, it was a little bit of a coin flip. I had Parkwood at 6, Cuthbertson at 7, and Piedmont at 8. But you can make arguments to move those teams around for sure.
Right. I totally agree with you, Fred. I was about to say Dudley because that's the next conference we're going to be talking about. But anyway.
All right. Here, I've got one for you then, Jim. If we're going to talk about the Piedmont Triad 3A, am I sane or insane? Dudley will win the conference and should be considered the state title favorites in 3AA.
I think you're incredibly sane, and actually,
okay.
If you were going to give me odds on that, I would take Dudley. I'd pick Dudley every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Dudley's just incredible. We're talking about the 3A Piedmont Triad Conference. Dudley, I mean, I'll be honest with you, they're a team that if they were in the 4A, they'd probably be in the top five. What do you think, Fred?
I agree. Absolutely. I had the opportunity to go out to Dudley's Jamboree this past Friday and watch Dudley play. I saw him scrimmage against Eastern Guilford, and I saw him scrimmage against Vance. Dudley was the best team at the Jamboree, and their best defensive lineman was sitting out on the sidelines. He was actually holding the chains, and they ran three different quarterbacks, and all three of them were very good. So I think Dudley is the most complete team in 3A right now, and they would be one of the most complete teams in 4A right now.
It's just amazing. It's just absolutely, positively amazing how good Dudley's done over the years. And, you know, Dudley and Charlotte Catholic, the cool thing is both of them are going down to 3A, but unfortunately Catholic will be small 3A. They played the last 2 years in the regional finals, and I'm going to miss that. I don't know about you, but Dudley Catholic has been a lot of fun to watch.
That's been one of the staples the last few years, and it's been one of the best games, going back to when Elijah Hood was still at Catholic, and they played. But, you know, definitely. I don't think we'll see that game this year because I'm pretty sure Catholic's going to be small 3A, but it would be fun to see that matchup again, even though I'm not sure either one of them really wants to see the other.
I'll tell you what, though. I went to the 2015 title game, and I will tell you what, that was, or not title game, it was the, I did go to the title game for the 3AA, but, or for small 4A, but for the West Regional 2015 was at Dudley, and Catholic wins. They won, I think it was like 8 points, and the Dudley players were, you know, they were upset. They knew they had a great team, and, but they're every one of those players at Dudley, they shook the hands of the Catholic guys and said, go win the state. Go win the state for us. And, you know, that was powerful.
And that's what,
that's
what I've seen out of Dudley in my experience being around that program and getting the opportunity to see him as Coach Davis runs a no-nonsense program. Their fans are classy. Their fish plate is classy. Their players and their team is classy. The coaches are classy. It's a really solid program, and they're a pleasure to watch.
You got that right. The boys, as Eric Cunningham always calls them, they're just a top-notch to me. Going the rest of the conference, I got Mount Tabor probably the second and Southwest Guilford at 3. Got any thoughts about that, Fred?
I'm a lot higher on Mount Tabor than most people are. I really think they have three excellent receiving targets this year. They've got Whitehart, who's going to Wake Forest at tight end, and they've got two receivers, one's a senior, one's a sophomore, and I'm sorry, I don't know the names off the top of my head, but they're both in the 6'5 range. And when you can put targets out there like that, I think it makes you very dangerous. So I definitely have Mount Tabor at 2. I think they're coming down from 4A. It's hard to call them a sleeper, but if they're in a conference with Dudley, therefore they're a sleeper. Do I think they can beat Dudley? No, I don't. But I've got Mount Tabor at 2, and I've got Southwest Guilford at 3. Jaron Rainey is just a He doesn't throw the prettiest ball in the world, but he knows where his receivers are at and finds them, and he's very athletic and can scramble. They've got some good athletes on that team.
I agree. You know what? 4, 5, 6, and 7, before I had Parkland, North Forsyth, Western Guilford, and Ben Smith, I heard a lot of good things about Western Guilford. They're a little bit more athletic, or a lot more athletic than I gave them credit. You got to see them. You got anything to say about Western Guilford?
I was amazed at what the other day. I came in with very low expectations of what I expected out of Western Guilford. Their numbers aren't real high. They've got a lot of freshmen out, but they aren't real big. but they were very passionate and very athletic. They've got a little guy at quarterback, and I mean, I hate to describe him as a little guy, but he's probably no more than 5'7" and 150 pounds playing quarterback. He is shifty and quick, and he spins a pretty good ball. I was pleasantly surprised at what I saw at Western Guilford. I still think they're going to be in the bottom half of the conference, but I think they're very much improved over where they've been in the last few years.
You know, beforehand I had Parkland at 4, North Forsyth at 5. Pete Gilchrist, that's a good coach. I think North Forsyth's been hampered by the open enrollment policies in Forsyth County. Had Western at 6 and Ben Smith at 7. Got any thoughts about those four teams?
4, 5, and 6, it could go either way. I've heard some good things about Parkland too, so I'd probably leave them at 4. I don't know. It's hard for me to drop Coach Gilchrist's team down to 6 and put Western Guilford in front of them. I don't know. I do think Smith is probably at the bottom. That's all my thoughts are.
Okay. Great. This is Jim West, and with me is Fred Gailey. Both of us are with Carolina Varsity, talking about the 3A football scene. Next conference is right close to you, the 3A Mid-Piedmont Conference. I'm going with Eastern Guilford. I don't think they're going to necessarily reach the 3AA state championship team like they did last year, but they still got some pretty good studs coming back. Who do you have winning this conference?
I have Eastern Guilford as well. They still have a lot of good athletes. There's a lot of excitement around the program, having gone to the state finals last year and coming up just a little bit short. They did lose a lot off that team. Bryant Barr did it all for them. Spencer Clapp did it all for them. I'm very familiar with them because they're just down the road from me. They lost a lot, but they do still have some really good players coming back. They lost their longtime running back, but they've moved Christian McMullen back to running back. And he broke off a big run against Dudley the other day, one of the few guys I saw get outside and break off a run against Dudley. So they do have a very large line anchored by Big Eric Walker. So I have them at 1, and I have Southeast Guilford at 2.
I gotcha. I think Southeast Guilford is going to be they had a coaching change this offseason. I think they're going to be the best of the rest. I think their offense will be improved. Now, 3, I got Asheboro. I think Kevin Gillespie, I think it's going to take them a year or so, but I think Asheboro, they might be winning this conference within a year or two. What's your thoughts?
Well, I can't look too far into the future, but this year I do have them at 3, but I can see Southern Guilford getting up there also. But I do have Asheboro at 3 with Southern Guilford at 4. But I think Asheboro is 3.
No, you said Southern Guilford at 4. I know they have some pretty good talent coming back. They lost. Did they lose their head coach too? Didn't Bates go to Northeast Guilford?
Yes. Yeah, Bates left and left Southern Guilford. And he's at Northeast Guilford now.
Okay.
But I still think that they have the talent to be 4. And I'll give you the rest of my rundown. I have Williams at 5, Southern Alamance at 6, and Southwest Randolph at 7.
That's pretty much what I had on that. You know, the Williams, they have a pretty good passing game, don't they? Good running game?
Actually, running
or
game.
Am I...
running game.
Good running game.
Yeah, you got it back.
Okay.
Good running game.
Got
they have
good.
Yeah, their running game is their bread and butter. They have a good solid. Their junior class right now is real solid. I think next year they had a coaching change as well. I think next year you could really see Williams take a step up, but I think this year they could be dangerous. I mean, they always tend to play teams better than you expect, but if they get behind, they have to count on that running game. And they do have a kid that came from Eastern Alamance that I think will be playing quarterback for them this year. So their passing game could be improved, but I still think the running game is their bread and butter because even he is a better runner than passer, and that's not to denigrate his passing at all.
I gotcha. You know, Southern Alamance every year seems like they're big, and then when I see them, they don't have a lot of speed. Although last year I thought they looked pretty good against Eastern Alamance. Any thoughts about Southern Alabama? I remember, I guess it had been about 10 years ago, they had their head coach that died in a car accident. Just seemed like a kind of a snake bit program.
Well, Southern Alamance is dropping down from 4A. They were always on the smaller edge of 4A, and they were playing in the a conference over there with Grimsley and Dudley and Page in the past, and they quite frankly just didn't have the horses to compete. I think they'll compete a lot stronger in 3A. They're more of a 3A type program. They do have some big bodies. They tend not to have quite as much speed as some of the other teams, and but I actually. I think they can compete. They tend to be able to score points, it seems like. Defensively, they have had some struggles in the past, but they are improving.
Okay, I got you. This is Jim West, and with me is Fred Gelly. We're with Carolina Varsity talking about the 3A football season for 2017. Going to go to the Mid-State 3A. This is right down Fred's alley. Fred, I want to ask you if you agree with me. To me, Person County High School is probably the X factor. I just don't know enough about them, and for whatever reason, they don't. To me, geographically, they don't belong in this conference. Am I sane or insane for thinking this?
Well, everybody's confused by them. Put in this conference because everybody thought they fit better with the Durham schools. But I can't say you're insane, but I don't know. I guess you're sane, but if I'm saying that, does that mean I'm saying the NCHSA was insane? That's not my intent, but.
No, I won't bet you on that. I will say, though, I think Western Alamance is probably the number one team in this conference. Do you agree with that?
Boy, I'm gonna take arrows for saying this, but yeah, I do.
Okay.
Western Alamance, for those that don't know, I live in Alamance County. Western Alamance has probably the two best athletes in the conference in Christian Daniels and Jake Christman, and that gives them the edge. Eastern Alamance is number two, I would say. But Eastern Alamance has a good quarterback in Hayden Mann and two good running backs in Trey Bozeman and Amir Alston, and they also have a big offensive line anchored by Gabe Gonzalez. So they're strong as well. I just with Western and Eastern this year, Western's question marks are on the lines, and the Eastern's are at the skill positions, receiver and DB. So they're sort of strength against weakness, and we'll see which one can shore it up first is kind of what's going to determine the conference, I think.
I agree with you. I think both of them are clearly in the top 25. I think there's a few people that question whether any of these teams should be in the top 25, but I think Western Alamance is knocking on the door in the top 10. I think Eastern's got to be around the top 20. I forgot where we had both of them, but let's see, we had Western at 13, and we may not have had Eastern ranked, did we?
I think they fell at like 26 or 7.
That can all
change really quickly. As you and I both know, we had one or two ballots that didn't get in for the preseason poll, so things could change really fast.
Yeah, you got that right. Always can. Now, after that, Northern Guilford and Northeast Guilford in Person, I'm going to say those are probably those three teams. You can pick them in any order. What do you have in those with those three teams?
I have Northern Guilford third. This is not, as I say, not your mother's Northern Guilford of the T.J. Logan era and the Cam Harris and the Keenan Allen era. They've been young the past 2 years. Their players are growing up, you know. I like Ford Moser at receiver. He runs really solid routes. Tyler Flippin with a year of experience at quarterback. I think they're number three. Then at four and five, I go back and forth. Like you said, the X factor, I don't know enough about them, but coming down from 4A, and they were a marginal playoff team in 4A last year's Person. Number five, Coach Bates from the Northeast Guilford. He coaches a physical brand of football, so I'm going to put them at five. Northeast Guilford has always passed the eyeball test to me, but then they've just not been able to get it over the hump. But I think Coach Bates will have them playing physical football at five.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Now, 6, 7, 8, these are the teams over in Rockingham, the county of Rockingham. I got Moorhead at 6. I think they have the least amount of drama. Lynn Stadler, former head football coach at Rockingham County, athletic director of Rockingham County, I think he's going to have them in the right direction. McMichael at 7 and Rockingham County at 8. McMichael and Rockingham County has been a little bit of a kind of a, like a fire sale to me. Got any thoughts about 6, 7, and 8?
Well, I'd say I have Rockingham County at 8. New coach again. I don't know how many times I've changed coaches in the last couple of years. I'm starting to lose count, and they just can't seem to get it going. Moorhead and Michael is an interesting one. There's more stability at Moorhead, obviously, with Coach Stadler there. Very nice man, a very good football coach. I think talent-wise, I think McMichael has more talent coming back. They didn't name their coach until, was it May? I mean, they didn't have a head coach until May. So a lot of the spring stuff wasn't, you know, they didn't have a coach for and stuff like that. I would not be surprised to see McMichael at 6, Moorhead at 7, and Rockingham County at 8. But
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, going down the line here, going to the Big 8 conference, this is my neck of the woods. I have Hillside 1, Southern Durham 2, and Orange 3. And you know what? I could probably put Orange 2 and then Southern Durham at 3. You got any thoughts about the top three positions?
I have Hillside at 1. I think they have it. I'm talking to Hillside people. They feel like they have one of their most talented teams in the last 5 or 6 years. The question is, can they get over the top? Hillside has an absolutely brutal schedule this year. I encourage everybody to go take a look at it. But this is a team that is very talented, could end up losing 4 games, but still be one of the most talented teams in 3A, just because of how tough their schedule is. And but no, I have Hillside at 1. I have myself have Orange at 2 and Southern Durham at 3. But you probably know those teams a little better than I do.
I agree. Orange and Southern Durham, I agree with your picks there. Not that I have better knowledge, but Orange is probably the second best, and then Southern Durham at 3. With Cedar Ridge, I got to go with 4. They've got a bunch of new kids coming in, and I've been following this program. I'm a big fan of Scott Loosemore. He's done a great job at Cedar Ridge. They have more numbers now than I've ever seen. I think they had over 60 kids come out, which is about 15 more than they did last year, which was they had a 6-5 record. Then 5, I have Northern Durham. They got a new head football coach, John Hammett. They're going from 4A to 3A. And at 6, I have Northwood. You got any thoughts about 4, 5, and 6?
I actually have Northern Durham at 4. Then Cedar Ridge, then Northwood. But I had Northern Durham at 4. And Coach Loosemore, he used to be at Eastern Guilford, if I recall. And
that's correct.
But Northern Durham at 4, then Cedar Ridge, Northwood, then I had Chapel Hill bringing up the rear.
I agree with that. And, you know, East Chapel Hill is supposed to be in that conference, and they didn't have enough guys coming out to have a varsity team. They're going to have a JV team, but they will not have a varsity team this year. You know, some of these schools in Orange County, it's, you know, the old country club sports, the soccers and stuff like that, trumpets. So this is Jim West, and with me is Fred Galley. We're just chatting about the 3A football scene. We've got about 22 minutes left. Going to go down the road here, and let's look at the Greater News Conference. This conference right here is a bunch of Johnson County schools and East Wake. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think any of these teams are really going to make much noise in the playoffs, but I think you got 5 teams that could actually win this conference. I think the only thing I can say is Smithfield Selma is going to finish dead last in this conference. I don't see them winning any of these games, but
I agree.
Right now I have Clayton winning this conference. What's your thoughts?
I actually have Wes Johnson and then Clayton. But I can see it going either way. I agree with you. I think Smithfield-Selma is at the bottom. I don't think any of these teams are probably going to make deep playoff runs, even though Cleveland has made pretty good playoff runs the past few years. They lost their quarterback. They lost the leading receiver in the state who he broke the state receiving record last year in Jacob Scott. So they don't have him anymore. But I have it Wes Johnson and Clayton and Cleveland.
Okay, then Cleveland. Then you have 4, 5, and 6. I have South Johnston and East Wake, and then Smithfield Selma. But I will say this about East Wake: Their defense, I think their defense will improve quite a bit this coming year. East Wake might be the sleeper in this conference. What's your thoughts?
I could see them moving up easily. I mean, they're a team that could move up. I don't know if they'll win the conference, but I could see them moving up to third, probably. I don't think that they're going to get past Clayton or Wes Johnson, but, you know, my knowledge on this conference is not as strong as some of the others. I'll freely admit that.
Yeah, same here. It's kind of neat conference, you know. It's just kind of out there a little bit. It's not the prettiest conference in the world, but it's going to be a fun conference. Now, talking about a fun conference to me is the old 3A Coastal Conference, and
yeah.
I'm a big Havelock fan. Jim Bob Bryant left, and I'm going to tell you right now that's a hard guy. He's a hard guy to replace, but Caleb King might have been the best hire in the state to replace a legend like Jim Bob Bryant. I have Havelock number one, and I think they could win the small 3A. I think it's going to be between them and Catholic. What's your thoughts?
I agree with you. Havelock is Havelock. They have athletes. They have history. They have a strong program. You know, Coach King will come in, and I'm not going to say he's going to put his own stamp on the program, but I think this is a very strong conference. Particularly what I have as the top four, I think, are very strong. But, yeah, I have Havelock at one. And as you know, I'm high on Jacksonville. I like Jacksonville at two. They've got a couple of really good backs returning. They made a deep run to the 3AA East Regional Finals last year and lost to Eastern Guilford. Surprised people all along the way. And they just have a lot of speed, and they have a lot of returners on that team. So those are my top two, Havelock and Jacksonville. Do you disagree?
I agree with that. I think Jacksonville lost a close game in the 3AA East Regionals last year. They're going to be hungry and might be a little bit better. My sleeper team in this conference is actually West Carteret. They about returned their whole squad, veteran team on that. West Carteret might end up cracking our top 25 this season at some time. What's your thought about West Carteret?
Also, definitely a sleeper team. I don't think they're not in the top 25 now. I can see them getting there for sure. I think this conference with Havelock, Jacksonville, West Carteret, and Northside, I mean, you can make an argument that I'm not going to say it's stronger than the Southern Carolina Conference, but they're probably top four, or probably, how about the second strongest conference?
I agree. I totally agree with you. Northside, you know, they reached the 2AA state championship last year. They're moving from 2A to 3A. They lost to Shelby. I think the final score was 28-6, which is, for those of you that know anything about Shelby, losing to them by 22 points is pretty darn impressive, to be honest with you.
No shame.
No shame at all. No shame at all. And I think they might be a little bit down this year. They had a lot of major players graduate, but I think the cut board is far from bare. I think they'll have a strong season. Now, 5-6, I got White Oak and Swansboro. I just don't see either one of these teams making much progress this year. How about you?
Not in this conference. I don't see it. I don't see it. I think they're playing for 5-6 when they meet.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Totally agree with you on that. This is Jim West, and with me is Fred Gelly. We're both with Carolina Varsity, and we're just talking about the 3A football scene in North Carolina, and next conference is Tri-County 6. I wish my buddy Reuben Davis is with us. Reuben Davis is a Union Pines graduate. I think he graduated in 1981. Reuben calls me up about once every couple weeks, and we chat a little bit about football. He goes by, I think it's RD28327 on the forums. Great fella. Big Union Pines fan. Also, he's just a big football fan. Got to give him a shout out on that. But in this conference here with the Tri-County 6, I'm going to go with Lee County. I think they're a pretty solid favorite over the other teams. How about you?
I got to go with Lee County. Always have a really strong defense. They also have a really good running back. I think he just committed to, I think it was Notre Dame, if I'm not mistaken. And,
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think Lee County, I think, is I would actually say they're a prohibitive favorite in this conference.
I agree. And 2 and 3, you can take your pick between Triton and Southern Lee. When I first came out with this, I had Southern Lee at 2 and Triton at 3, but I might move Triton to 2 and Southern Lee at 3. Got any thoughts about those two?
I agree with you, and I went with Triton at 2 and Southern Lee at 3, and I followed it up with Union Pines at 4.
I agree. Union Pines is going through another head football coaching change. I think their offense is going to be fine. I just don't know if they're going to have enough defense. And when I think talking about defense, that's where your depth really comes in. If you don't have a lot of depth, you're going to get tired in the second half. So Union Pines, there might be a little bit of a X factor with them. And then 5 and 6, I mean, Harnett Central, Western Harnett, take your pick. I'll go with Harnett Central at 5 and Western at 6. Got anything to add about those two teams?
Not really. I'd say flip a coin on those two. I think they're 5 and 6. The winner of that game is probably 5. But I don't know enough about Harnett Central, really. So I'll go with what you said.
All right. Let's look at some of these split conferences. I think we've got 3 conferences left. I got these 3A, 4A conference splits. I don't know about you, Fred, but sometimes the 3A, 4A conferences, just any split conferences drive me crazy, but I know it's a necessity. I tell you, a good conference, though, is this 3A, 4A Patriot Conference. This is actually a pretty deep conference, and actually I think it makes a lot of sense to have the split conference. And in this conference, I have Cape Fear at 1. You got any idea of who you got? Do you have them, or do you have anybody else at number 1?
I have Cape Fear, but it wouldn't surprise me if one of the 4A teams snuck up there and won the conference at Pine Forest or Southview. But I do have Cape Fear at 1.
I appreciate that. I'm glad you said about Pine Forest and Southview. I'm going to tell you right now, though, the battle between 2 through 6 is, I think, is very thin. I mean, it's very close. Pine Forest and Southview being the 4A teams, Westover, Terry Sanford, and even E.E. Smith. E.E. Smith went 3-8 last year, but they returned just about everyone from last year, and they lost a lot of close games. I mean, I think E.E. Smith might be the sleeper in this conference. Got any thoughts about them?
Can't disagree. If I had to pick a sleeper, it would be Smith. Westover and Terry Sanford have had some decent years the last few years. E. Smith has really not. So if you're looking for somebody to surprise you, I would go with E. Smith. But I think, like you say, 2 through 6 is going to be interesting. Cape Fear, I have heard that won't affect conference play, but I have heard that Cape Fear's quarterback is probably going to miss the first couple games of the season because he had an ankle surgery in the spring. But we'll see what happens.
That's what I heard. I heard tweaked his ankle, and that can definitely place havoc, especially when you only have 3 non-conference games. It can definitely throw off team's rhythm.
If he doesn't come back healthy, I mean, I think that changes the equation in the conference completely because he's a big kid. What's he, 6'3", 240 or something like that, and can spin it. So they knocked out Scotland last year in the 4A. So, if he's not back, it changes the dynamic in the conference completely, I think.
I agree. Who do you have at number 2, then, just out of curiosity?
I went back and forth on this, but I went with Pine Forest.
Pine Forest, too. How about number 3?
I went with Southview.
Southview, okay. When I did this, you're going to laugh at this. I had E.E. Smith at 2, Pine Forest at 3, Westover at 4, Terry Sanford at 5, and Southview at 6. And I was shooting myself out
laughing
about that.
I can see it, though. I mean, I think that these teams are all right there. I mean, Westover, E.E. Smith, Terry Sanford, Southview, Pine Forest, I think they're all right there. I'm throwing a hoop around them. They could be knocking each other off. Or maybe one of them just runs away with it. I don't know, but it's a very, very good conference, a very competitive conference, I think.
Yes, very, very competitive. Everhills, I mean, Everhills could beat one of these teams in 2-3-6. I think their defense may struggle a little bit. Their offense might be a little bit better this coming year. Last year they went 3-8. They might turn that 3-8 to a 6-5 this year. But, you know, again, they might actually might only win a couple games. What's your thoughts about Overhills?
I agree with you. I think that they're the next team. I think they're a step down from the others we've already talked about. You know, nice school, big school, good facilities, growing area. So they could surprise. And then I'll admit that the last two, Grays Creek and Byrd, Byrd has struggled lately, and Grays Creek, I just don't know a whole lot about Grays Creek, only what I've read and from what little I've talked to people about them. So I can't really speak very intelligently on Grays Creek. I'm sorry.
You know, Douglas Byrd, I mean, they went to a few state championship games. They lost them all, but I think they went to like 4 or 5 over like from the mid-90s to the mid-2000s. And but they're just kind of falling off the radar. You know, that happens to some teams. It just there's some ebbs and flows on that. But I pretty much agree with your assessment on this. Now, I want to talk, next one is the 3A-4A Mid-Eastern Conference. To me, this is an interesting conference. You know, you told me something about Laney just recently that made my eyes open. I'm guessing you probably have Laney winning this conference. Is that correct?
I do, and I think what I told you is I said, remember what happened in the playoffs last year when they played Wake Forest, if that's what I'm thinking of.
Right.
Yeah,
and
for those that don't remember, I think Wake Forest that truthfully dominated. They dominated the state title game and they won the 4AA title, and they're probably the favorites to win it again this year. Was it the second round? I can't remember if it was the first or second round. They played Laney, and they won 7-6. Laney was a team that was improving all year long.
Now, just out of curiosity, number two, do you have Hoggard or do you have New Hanover?
I have New Hanover 2 and Hoggard 3.
Okay.
New Hanover has a lot of kids that have been starting since they were sophomores. They've got a positive vibe going right now. And then Hoggard is, to me, they've always been one of the best 4A teams down in the eastern part of the state, and I have them at 3.
Now, 4 and 5, I got West Brunswick at 4 and Ashley at 5. Do you have any other teams that might be in that 4 or 5 range?
Well, I actually have Topsail at 5. They had a freshman running back last year that came on really strong and a couple other good bodies. And call it a homer pick if you want, but a good friend of mine just went down there to be an assistant coach at Topsail, and I think he'll help get the defense straightened out. So shout out to Mitch Michener.
That's awesome. I like that. Actually, I've seen him on Twitter ever so often. He always has some very intelligent tweets. So you have, for the rest of 6, 7, 8, who do you have on those positions?
Well, after West Brunswick and Top, so I went Ashley, then North Brunswick, then South Brunswick.
I gotcha. I don't think South Brunswick's going to do that much this year, although they do have most of their teams returning, but last year was just kind of a unmitigating disaster for them. Hopefully they'll improve a little bit. This is Jim West, and with me is Fred Gailey. We're with Carolina Varsity, just breaking down the 3A scene, and got one more conference to go here. Fred, the 3A, 4A Eastern Conference, Eastern Carolina Conference. To me, this is an interesting conference because you got Rose and Conley that used to be 4A, now they're 3A. I think both of them, I think Conley especially, could be a player in the 3A. They could score a lot of points, Conley, but sometimes they have trouble stopping teams. But I'm going to give you my top three picks, and you tell me if I'm sane or insane here. I have Conley 1, New Bern 2, and Rose 3.
Well, qualify it. If it's agree with me, then you're insane. But if I can see it, then you're insane. But I have Conley 1, Rose 2, and New Bern 3. But I mean, I can see any of those flipping around. I really like Conley's quarterback. They're gonna put up a lot of points. But you hit the nail on the head. Are they gonna play defense? That's the question. If their defense is improved a bit. I mean, if their defense is, if they were only giving up 25 points a game, because I think they're going to score a lot more than that. You know, so we'll see what happens.
I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. Conley allowed a team to score like 68 points, and they still won the game. It was like something like 78-68. And,
I'm
a defensive purist. I love defense. You know, to me, a good game is like a 13-10 game. I love seeing really good, concise defense. That's why I like Dudley. That's why I like Charlotte Catholic. Great defensive teams. Conley, it's almost like get on your roller skates and see what happens. Rose, they graduated a pretty good senior class, but they still got a lot of players coming up. And Pitt County also has that open enrollment, which I'm not a big fan of. So we'll see what happens. And the reason why I had New Bern at two, Coach Curlins is going to be back this coming year. He had some health issues last year that kind of dragged him down, but he's loaded for Bear, which is pun intended on that, being the New Bern Bears.
Yeah.
Now,
I did not realize he was back.
Yeah, he is back, and he is ready to go here. Four, I had Eastern Wayne, and five, I had South Central. You can flip either one of those to me. How about you?
I had South Central at four, and then I actually think Eastern Wayne and CBA Icock are right there at five and six.
I gotcha. And Southern Wayne, bless their hearts, they're going to have trouble winning a game. To me, this is a team that they lack numbers, and it's just going to be hard for them to win a game. That happens, though, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they can surprise. I mean, you come out and you play the games. It's still high school football. On some occasions, there's prohibitive favorites, but, surprises happen, I think, more in high school football than they do at other levels.
You got that right. Well, Fred, that's all the conferences. You got any thoughts or anything that you want to share with the audience?
This will be an interesting year in 3A football across the state. I think it's extremely competitive with the new 20-30-30-20 alignment. Whether you like it or not, that's what the alignment is. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see, because we don't know. We don't have nearly as good an idea where the 3A, 3AA split's going to be, nor the east-west split, for that matter. So we could see some teams that usually go west, go east, or vice versa. Some teams it's obvious when you're at one end of the state or the other, but for the teams in the central part of the state, say Alamance, Orange, and Guilford counties, you just don't know where that line is going to fall. So you might see some different teams in the playoffs this year.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll tell you what, you might have teams that win five games that don't qualify for the playoffs because it's 113 or 112 teams in 3A and only 64 places or 64 teams are going to make it. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. And I'll tell you what, that 3AA might be the most competitive of all the conference or all the playoffs, just because of the pure talent. Cape Fear, Dudley, golly.
The depth of quality teams come 3AA playoff time will be amazing, because, like I kind of alluded to earlier, I don't know that there's going to be the gimme games. In the past, a lot of teams could, if you're a 1, 2, 3, 4 seed, you kind of could go, yeah, this first round game is going to be, we still have to play, but we should win fairly handily. I'm not sure that's the case this year.
You know what? I just realized we have one conference that we did not go over, and it had to do with the Southern Nash, Rocky Mount.
Oh.
Southern Nash, I have one. I think I had Rocky Mount at number two. What's your thoughts about that conference?
I have Southern Nash at one. I think they've got 2,000-yard backs coming back, plus Nadir Thompson, who's a Virginia Tech commit playing DB and receiver. He was a state 200-meter champion as a sophomore. He'll be a senior this year. I have them at one. I think they like to pound the ball. I think they're definitely number one. Rocky Mount's number two. Rocky Mount, they have a really tough schedule. If they win some of these early games, I can see them really jumping up in the polls. They're a good program under Coach Battle. I mean, they've been to the state title game 2 years in a row. Knocked out Havelock last year. So I think those are the top two. far and away between third place?
Yeah, to me, I had three, Fike, four, Franklinton, five, Hunt, Northern Nash at six. I know there's going to be some debate about those four, but we got 10 seconds left, so let me say goodbye. Guys, thank you so much for listening to us. Fred, thank you so much for helping me out tonight. And this is Jim West, Fred Gelly with Carolina Varsity Radio. Thank you.
Take care.